We're doing the sugya now in Samech Aleph Amud Beis and Samech Beis Amud Aleph. Obviously, a very, very critical sugya. We've identified, you know, the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We read through it last time. The question of distinguishing between Tov Shelo and Tov Shel Chavero. We've discussed three possibilities in that, but it's not necessarily mutually exclusive. Some of the Rishonim say both. Some of the Rishonim say both intentionally. Some of the Rishonim just happen to relate to both. I'm not really sure how or why they need to. Once they've, like the Rimel O'Neill, I'll explain what I mean. But again, whether or not the difference between Tov Shel and Tov Shel Chavero is a sugya of... is that just about kolochitza v'lo kolochitza? It masks that. Some of the Chachmei Pravad say that. Once they say that, they probably didn't need to say, you know, some of the other things that they say. But the second, of course, that's one perspective, and that kind of makes it just an adjunct, you know, to the sugya earlier on Daf Chabes. The second perspective is the one, you know, which would say that the quality of Eish. Let's go the other way. The second perspective might be that it's just a gzeiros hakasuv, you know, to be mechalik between the two. We'll get to that in just a second, especially with regard to Tamun. That, you know, flows a little bit from the Vali Tosis on Samech Aleph of the base. We'll get, you know, back in a second to the Vali Tosis' view that there are two dinim and how separate those two dinim are, meaning one svara and one gzeiros hakasuv. I was trying to make the point on Thursday, and I believe it, but I just, you know, I want to be, you know, open, you know, to other, you know, I just want to point out that I'm saying it and it's not muchrach, and that is that even if you hold like Bali Tosis that this is Xeris HaKasuv, or like Rashi also that this is Xeris HaKasuv, right, that doesn't mean that it doesn't reflect a different, you know, effect or a different perspective on Eish itself. In other words, Rashi, you know, does seem to say that Tamun B'toch Shelo is a din, is a gzeiros hakasuv, right? And yet, as we know, you know, his first comment on the Gemara is to be mechalik between ma'abed biyadayim, you know, and something less on that within Eish. So I think that's an interesting question for Bali Tosis too. Bali Tosis don't actually say that B'toch Shelo and B'toch Shel Chavero are different in terms of the quality of the age. They do just say the Xeris HaKasuv regarding Tamun. So is it enough to just say, well, you know, it's Xeris HaKasuv, but leave me alone? Or does the Xeris HaKasuv, you know, the source of telling us that we make this distinction within age? I do think that's certainly true for Rashi. And if you're making that distinction, as we already noted, you know, whether, you know, also is Xeris HaKasuv or nothing to do with Xeris HaKasuv. So the question, you know, is what do you mean by Ma'abid Biyadayim? You know, how literally do you mean that? Even B'toch Shel Chavero. And that we tested with Rashi. I suggested three ways to look at Rashi. You know, when you put Rashi and Amud Beis, Samech Aleph Amud Beis and Samech Beis Amud Aleph together, right, because there he does seem to say that it's not Ma'abid Biyadayim, but it's more Poshea. So, you know, how do you navigate, you know, that distinction? Either way, if the distinction is based on Rishus and Iser, you know, do you have the right to light the match? Or is it related to the distance itself? Or the process or the phases? These are all questions, you know, that we, you know, that we have discussed and that we have examined. So that's one big issue, right, to figure out the difference between Tov Shelo and Tov Shel Chavero. And we'll see if there are those who expand it even more. We'll see in a minute. The second, of course, is the question of comparing it to Dinar Kesef and Dinar Zahav and the two paradigms of Shmira and Mazik Biyadayim. There it literally is Mazik Biyadayim. And the third is the question of the Takana of Nigzal as well. And again, whether that's just pure Dindrabanan or that too is related to the status of Eish. So, and again, the Arnaki in the end of the Sugya, which we're going to get to actually in just a second, Batash, you know, a guy kicked the Arnaki into the river, and, you know, the question is whether or not, you know, he knew that there was, you know, precious diamonds inside. So that those cases are very, very critical. Because, again, what we're really trying to figure out here is, you know, again, the spectrum in Aish, going from Nazik Biadayim Gamur, or the actual equivalent practically of Adamu of the Olam, right, to getting a notch lower by saying, yes, if it's Aish, you know, according to its rules, then it's, you know, Adam Mu'ad Li'olam. But it has to be, you know, Aish in order to qualify as Adam Mu'ad Li'olam. That's a little bit less. Going a little further down and saying, you know, if this is a kind of Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, or a kind of Mazik Biadayim, or a kind of Mazik, but it's Betoras Aish, you know, to going even lower than that and saying it's some sort of a combination of Mamon and Chitzav. These are questions within Mamun and within Chitzav, as we've discussed. I'm just repeating, just kind of reviewing to get us where we were. So these really are the issues, the spectrum within Mamun and the spectrum within Aish that we began with 2.5 weeks ago when we started talking about this. That's the, you know, and whether or not, you know, again, distance matters, whether Mavir versus Shomer matters, whether, you know, Tocha Gadish, you know, even within Chol Chaveiro matters, you know, the other distinctions that we have been talking about. So just to pull back just for a second before we go through some of the specific Rishonim on the on this sugya, I just want to go through Lishonos a little more. Just to make clear one of the things I was suggesting for the Rambam, and just to connect it to one of the other things that we were saying for the Rambam. And that is the following. Again, according to Balei Tosis, on some Chalaf Amud Beis, again, I just want to expand on what I said on Thursday at this point. It's clear that there are two dinim of Tamun, and it's really a bit of a misnomer, because really there's one din of Tamun, and there's another din, you know, that looks like Tamun, but isn't really Tamun at all. And that's a din of Havalei Lasukei Adayte, call it Onus, or whatever you want to call it, right? One is Gzeres HaKasuv, and that's limited to Betok Shaloh. And the other one is a din, you know, in even within Bishal Chaveiro, where you shouldn't have Exeris HaKasuv of Petur Tamun, nonetheless, you have a second din, and that's a din of Havalei Asuka Adayte, what Tosis calls a Svar, right? Since he calls it a Svar, he doesn't need a separate limud for it, so that's great. But these are two different dinim. And as we'll soon see, you know, for Balei Tosis, for these to be two different dinim, is eminently reasonable, because this influential formulation that they came up with other Rishonim liked so much, and they picked up on it, and they you know, quoted, you know, for the Balei Tosis themselves, you know, this is even more appealing and reasonable than you might think, because they have another view which happens not to be as popular, and it's interesting. I think that they're connected, you know, at least in the genesis of it, but then people liked the formulation and it took on a life of its own. It could have taken on a life of its own. I'm speaking abstractly. I'm not sure, you know, if anybody knows what I'm talking about here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Adam, no. It's a very honest answer. Gershon David, you know what I'm talking about? Absolutely not. Now you know this is the honest thing just to say. Absolutely not. Robbie, you know what I'm talking about? No. Shua. Okay, no one has a clue what I'm talking about. No, Tom does. What? Excellent. You mean on some base of Dalit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaning?
Their shita about connecting Yubayi Lelasuki Daike, that's the question.
Even to Adam Amazigh. Yeah, exactly. So there are two things that Tosas say that are amazing in this sukkah. I say one became very popular, and then the other didn't get so much traction, and for a very, you know, a logical reason. Okay, so since I'm not completely, and we didn't, do we collude? No collusion, right? You can investigate as much as you want.
If only it were that easy to just to say there was no collusion, then.
What?
If only it were that easy to prove that there was no collusion, then.
Right? Exactly.
Good place.
So, right. So the Balei Tosis on Samach Beis Amdalev, we're going to read inside in just a second, were of the opinion that in the case of the Gemara, right, which, I mean, the most, if you had to pick two cases in the Gemara that have nothing to do with Aish, right, they are what? The Dinar Zahav, right, Nosan Dinar Zahav L'Isha V'Omar Lahizari Bo Shal Kesef, who, right, his Ikaso Mishalemis Dinar Zahav, Mishandom Belay, Mai Havale Gabe the askase. Like, you know, you can't just come and destroy my object and say, oh, I destroyed it because I thought it was, you know, only worth $100. If I'd known it was $1,000, I wouldn't have been mazik. So you're patur, right? That's a remarkable, I mean, that's a very reasonable gemara, correct? Yeah. So then there's another very seemingly very reasonable gemara. That's the last, exact last lines of the sugya, right? Where the gemara says that, what's the story? How does it go? Natan, going to read it?
Yeah, sure.
You earned the right to read it, right? What happened here? Hau gavra, the botish bekaspasta de chavre, shadja benahara. Yeah? You want me to read it? Right? Oh, yeah, I'm reading it well? So, hau gavra, the botish bekaspasta de chavre, right? He kicked the guy's wallet, right, or whatever. Shadja benahara, asa mari, v'amar haki v'haki havale begava. Also, Ravashi v'kama ayin ba, right? So, ki ay gavna mai, omer le'ravina le'ravacha, b'rei de'rava, omer le'ravacha, b'rei de'rava, le'ravashi, lav haina masnisin, detnan, modu v'chacham le'ravina v'madlik asabira, sh'mishal miskol sh'ma sh'betoko, sh'kein derech medadim al'niach ve'batim. So that's a very shocking Gemara. What's shocking about it? This is a din of Adam Amazik. The Mishnah is a din of Tamun, Be'esh, right? So Amale, either Katoin, Zuze, Hakanami, Hacha the Katoin, Marganisa. And the question is, Mi manchin shi Marganisa bekaspasta? Olo teku. Amale, right? Toin kasa de kasva bibira mai. Right? Then he says, Chazina yinish amid, right? These like kasa de kaspa, inaminish mehemna, the pidamafkadi in shigabe, mishtaba the shakali lo, lav kokamine. Okay. And I'm stopping here even though the next Gemara is one of my favorite Gemaras. Okay. But, good. So what's going on? The Pashta, there's a problem in the Gemara. On the surface, right, the Batish Bekaspasta is a case, a straight out case of Adam Amazik, right? And yet the raya that's being brought is from Tamun Be'esh. You need a raya from Tamun Be'esh to teach you that Adam, who's Ma'abed Bi'adayim, is going to be Chayev. So the Bali Tosa say, again, we'll get back to this in just a second. So what do they say? Afilo Yesh Edim Shehayabo Marganisa. Ah, that's the point, right? It's a difficult Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Right? The easiest way to neutralize this Gemara is to say that this isn't a substantive Gemara, it's a, you know, it's a Raya-oriented Gemara, meaning this is a Takonas Nigzal type Gemara. Right? Meaning, if we knew 100% that what was in the wallet, then you'd be chayiv, because that would just come under the rubric of what? Of Dinar's Kesef and Dinar's Zahav. And this isn't Shmira, this is Mazik. Right? But, right? And again, if you read the Gemara, it's very possible, it could be that there's this question here whether or not, you know, we believe him or not, because the Gemara goes back and forth very, you know, very easily between the two. Right? The Gemara's talking about Inish Amid, you know, and so on. So then you could say, oh, part of the, then it implies that the Tamun question is also a question a little bit in the Mishnah of Nemanos. But this is a Nemanos question or this is a Chiyuv question? That's a question. So Tosa says, Afilu yesh edim, the shemaloi boy la suke adaita lahai, v'lor mina mai havale gabe da'azke. Tosa knows the problem. It seems to explicitly contradict the previous Gemara. Kimidola regili inshi, Lanuche klal. Lo damli dinar zav de la el di boy la suke adaita tve. De paamim shomer kane. Di yare shim haisa yadash. Yishal zav. Loisa shomraso. He doesn't want such a big, you know, liability. You know, so people typically, or it's more likely that they'll downgrade, you know, the value. Like, I want him to do this for me. I don't want him to, you know, to bolt. You know, so I'm going to tell him it's not worth so much. Okay, below dami nami la arniki begadish, dirigilin tvei, right? The manchi marganisa bekaspasta. Okay, because, yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be comparable to the Talmud case. Right? Okay. Because he's assuming that the Mishnah has nothing to do with the Takana of Nigza. Okay. So once the Bali Tosa, this is a big, big chiddush in the Bali Tosa. We need this in a minute anyway. But before we get to that, I just want to explain where I'm totally speculating, but I think that this is, I hope, intelligent speculation. So we know where it came from, but this is a very, very mechudash Tosas. Right? Because Tosas basically assumes here that the din of Havle Lasuke is a din also not a mamazik. Real not a mamazik. Nothing to do with Eish. Right? Hilchas Chov LaMazik not a mamazik. Now, if you ask me, we'll get to it in a second, to the contrast, but maybe this is Bali Tosas a little bit Lishitasa. Right? But even then, it's Mechudash. What do I mean, Bali Tosas Lishitasam? Ezra? Excellent. 100%. What are you going to say? No, you're saying.
I think technically say by Talmud, it's also...
No, I thought you were going to say about Adam Amazik.
Oh, that's here.
Yeah, but then I want to hear what you say. What were you going to say? Maybe it's good too.
That also by Talmud, I guess that it's a Swara then.
The Svara. That I 100% think. I think it's the Chlam Masayim Mana. I think what I'm trying to show with this Tosis, that this Tosis, becomes easy. Again, I don't know what came first. Once you hold Tosis Samach Beis Amid Aleph, to hold Tosis Samach Aleph Amid Beis is not, a difficult leap at all. And it just puts it in a different context. So I'm going to get that in a second. But I really wanted you to say was that this may be Tosis Lishitaso, regarding. Exactly. So, since the Bali Tosas themselves are more flexible about Odam Muad Liolam, right, and they're mechalik between different levels of Ones, right, the Karav Lipshia, Karav Lemezid, right? Now, again, is it still Mechudash? Yes, because Karav Lemezid, Karav Leones, when you went to sleep, the thing wasn't there, and then it came afterwards. Or some of the other cases that the Bali Tosas are trying to explain. Habale liyune, lo habale liyune, the other guy is also part of the problem, right? Those are slightly different onus type things than, he doesn't know what he's doing. He thinks he's only destroying $100. He didn't know it was worth $1 million. Okay, that's an interesting question. But in the end of the day, put it this way, if you held like the Ramban, or even some of the Rishonim who upped the ante in terms of, Odam Muad Liolam, in terms of the level of Onus, which is going to be Poter, so, the more you take Odam Muad Liolam, as a very strong principle, right, the less room there is for this kind of a doctrine. So I think that the Bali Tosas are Lishitasa. And I think once you have that, this is what Ezra was going to say, and this is kind of what Nathan was saying before. So then to say what Tosas says, which is that there are two different dinim in Talmud, right? The line here, in the end of Tosas to Ramaskal Ella, right? Tami Yesh Lefarish, Ravita Lopata B'Talmud Klal, Rabbanu B'Madah B'Tosh Shalom Patri, Kinemash Mekor Kitei Tzei Eish, Da'ir B'Madah B'Tosh Shalom, So once you know that, the Bali Tosas think that there's a Havale Lasuke Ptur in actual Adam Amazik, right? So the possibility that you have something like that, even if it's less of an onus in a way, right? In Esho, even Esho Mishum Chitzo potentially, it's not such a big deal. Again, I wise on a different level, because Tosfos themselves also say here, right, that this is more of an onus, right, than, you know, than kesef and zahav, you know, and then, you know, arnaki betoch hagadish. Okay. But the principle, the idea that there can be different shiurim in terms of what constitutes the level is very, very reasonable. But in any case, what's fascinating is that many of the Rishonim, we'll see in a moment, do not hold like Tosas on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. First of all, Rashi doesn't seem to hold like Tosas on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, but Pashtus. And the Rajba, but of course the Ramban, you know, we'll get to all of that in just a minute. Most of the Rishonim do not hold like Tosas, and some of the other Balei Tosas do, but they say this is only a case of, you know, Takanas Nigzal or things like that. And yet they do accept, many of them, the idea that there are two different dinim in Talmud, right? One Gzeres HaKasuv, and the other a Ptur, you know, based on Odds. Which leaves us to think that if we're talking about Eisha Mishum Chitza, that becomes then a very important expression of what we've been seeing again and again and again and again, namely of there being levels even within, either that Eisha Mishum Chitza itself, you know, is much more diluted, right? Or that at least there are levels within it, or, and part of the levels within it may be that you have to create the Chitzav, you know, in Eish. You know, it's only Eisha Mishum Chitzav, you know, under certain conditions. And, you know, the Asuke Adaite may, or the Onus question, or the Pshia question may be part of it. That's what we've seen already, and we're going to see it a little bit more, you know, as we go through the Lashonos of Rishonim today. Okay, but I'm just pointing out that the Balei Tosfos, who kind of put this formulation on the map, you know, for them it's a much more comfortable thing, and they don't need to make, maybe they were uncomfortable with the whole idea of, you know, Eisha Mishum Chitza, of having, you know, limitations and differences, or that aren't maybe purely quantitative, at least. Okay. Having said that, so there is another possibility, and this is what I was trying to push the other day, and that is that really the two Talmuds, you know, the Talmud B'toch Shalo, and the Talmud, you know, B'toch Shal Chavero, are one halacha. Again, that certainly would be true if for the Rishonim would think that Tov Shalo and Tov Shal Chavero is another way of saying Kololo Chitzav and Lo Kololo Chitzav, so then it's just back to the old Mishum Chitzav and Mishum Amono. What's strange about that is that some of the Rishonim who have that view, you know, still seem to be open to the possibility that there's something else called Havalei Lasuke Daite. They don't need to be mostly, except maybe to manage some of the other Gemaras here. But even that, they're neutralizable. Okay, but that's one. Okay. But the Rambam, and this is just what I want to emphasize more now, you know, didn't, you know, make that distinction either. You know, for the Rambam, you know, you can't say it's not the Balei Tosfos, you know, but, you know, it's just Chitzav and Kalo Chitzav and Lo Kalo Chitzav, because it seems like the Rambam, you know, turned his back on Kalo Chitzav and Lo Kalo Chitzav. So what I just want to add to the mix what I said the other day is that it doesn't sound in the Rambam when he speaks about the Din of Tambun that these are two different dinim. But, in addition to that, part of this whole idea of there being two different dinim is the assumption that the pasuk in Mishpatim, right, is dafka talking about madlik betot shalom. That's part of what Tosa says, right? Kinemashma kro ki teitze eish da'ayri de madlik betot shalom. But the first thing that the Rambam says about eish, this is what I'm adding to the mix today, is in Perikidalid is what? What? Yeah. It sounds like the Rambam thinks, either equally or maybe even more so, that the classic case of Eish in the Hamadlik betot sada chavero, v'avra hadleika, chayv l'shalem nezek shalem, shenemar ki teitzei Eish, v'chulei, shalem yishalem hamabir sabeira, ha'beira, v'avos nezikimi. the Zakim, the Zakim, whatever. So again, we already talked about this Rambam, the fact that he, like, whoa, you have to repeat this? It's in Hilchos Niske Mamon. Okay. Now we explained, why isn't this in Hilchos Chovelamazik, Dafka, according to the Rambam? Right? And the answer is, when you look at the second last halacha in the, which is the last halacha about Eish, the second last halacha in the Perek, actually in all of Hilchos Niske Mamon, right? The last halacha is the Toldos of Eish, okay, fine. And that is the Rambam's view, which we've spent so much time on already, and that is that when the Gemara, you know, concludes, you know, on Chav Gimel, it creates a Mamon hybrid, Mamon Chitzav. Right? So that's why the Rambam needs to say that it's Melvis Ezekiel. But it's fascinating that the Rambam thinks that the Pasuk is talking about Betoch Shochaveiro. So it's very difficult to say that the Pasuk is talking about Toch Shochaveiro and the Petur Tamun, the real Din Tamun, is only Betoch Shalo. Right? Moreover, the Rambam doesn't make it sound like that's the distinction. Right? When the Rambam speaks about Tamun, it sounds like there are conditions in Tamun. Eishi yatsa v'ochla eitzim o avonim o afar chay v'shalim ochla gadish ki yatsa v'hayuken tmunim ima yukigon murgim ukli bakar ki yotze midvarm shederach midadam Shaderach Anshe Asad Litmon Chayiv L'Shalein Reib Gadim Uklis Fukas Kiyotsu and Potter Ala Kalim. Again, Flishitaso Shenemar Matza Kotsim Osada. This is talking about Betok Shel Chaveiro. The default in Halacha Ches is Betok Shel Chaveiro, because Halacha Aleph already says, tells us that the Pasuk default is B'Shel Chaveiro. So the first din of Tamun in the Rambam is actually the Tamun She'eino Roy Betoch Shel Chaveiro. Right? That shouldn't be. According to Bali Tosis, that wouldn't be. Because for Tosis, there's only one Tamun. The real Tamun is Tamun, right, Betoch Shelo. The other one is a totally different din. For the Rambam, again, he's quoting the Pasuk, and he's flipping the order. The first Tamun is Eino Ra'ui Betoch Shel Chaveiro. Then he says, V'medvar Maburim B'madlik Betoch Sada Chaveiro. Avol B'madlik Betoch Shelo V'avril Sada Chaveiro Patral Kol HaKelim Matmunim B'Gadish. That's exactly opposite the way the Gemara presents it, or the Mishnah Gemara, whatever, right? Again, these are small points. Is there any stira in the Rambam to what's being? No. But especially when you look at it in light of the Tosas, it's a whole different orientation. Every aspect of it is different. Aval Mishalim Hu, right? Shir Mokam Akelim, Ronis Okilu Mbale Gadish, Shochitim Oshal Sorin. So basically, the Rambam flips the order. In both cases, he makes clear that the default is Betok Shel Chaveiro. It doesn't sound like the Rambam thinks our two Dinim of Tamun. Again, if you're going to say that our two Dinim of Tamun, you have to have the order the way we have it in the Sukkah. Right? So that's a subtlety. But it's a subtlety that works in perfectly with everything that we've been saying. So then comes Halacha Yud. This is what I was trying to also explain a little bit the other day. Ereisha. We'll leave the Sefer for the moment still, although I haven't changed my mind. But Hamadlik Betoch Soda Chaveiro. Right? The Yotza Sa'esh V'nechal Agadish V'hayagdi Kofuslo Right? So the Rambam, again, there's no controversial psak there. He's just pasking the resha of the middle part of the Mishnah. Right? But there is something controversial, and that is, right, the placement of this. Right? Shekein b'derech b'nei adam, lasos begadish, and the explanation. And the implication, right, that if this had been, you know, madlik betoch shelo, that it would have been potter. correct? So that second point, the model, and that again, the Ravid says what he says. Zeini Odeya Mahu, the Hakalab B'Tamun Mayri, as is well known, the Magen Mishnah, you know, says he doesn't understand what the Ravid wants. The Ravid also, the Magen Mishnah also does make the contribution by saying, look at Tosas on Chav Beis, which we already looked at, where Tosas says, like, what's this doing in the middle of this Mishnah? The answer is because you might have thought that this was the equivalent of Tamun, right? You might have thought this is the equivalent of Tamun. Kamash Malan, Tamun is a Gzeres HaKasuv, right? And so. Okay? So the Magen Mishnah says, and the Rambam's telling you maybe, that it really is, again, Tosa's saying it has the, lo hable la suke of Tamun, but not the Gzeres HaKasuv. Right? And maybe the Rambam holds that, it doesn't have that level of lo hable suke, otherwise it really would have been Tamun. Right? But the Achronim, in this case Rabbi Kiveger, and the Minchas Chinuch, both think that the Ravid's Ha'ara is very strong Ha'ara. Because they say, basically, the Magen Mishnah ignored the implication in the Rambam that you're Mechalik between Tok Shalo and Tok Shal Chaveiro. Right? Rabbi Kiveger here says it very explicitly. I have it on the Frankel. B'chor tamua, kiva d'darko b'kach, b'vadei lo avetamun, l'gam b'ein darko, mashma laskonin lo avetamun, v'tosis chav beis on beis, kosu raklis solka daitach, right? B'lomali dafka hidlik b'shol chaveiro. B'docha glomer d'gdi koflis is b'tocha gadish, v'havetamun, it's literally tamun, to become oko minole l'rambo l'farishkein. Amid the Marisha Kafis Petzido. And you were Lomar, the Be'emes Yeshla Ayin, Amai Kosvo Harosh Besugi the Adkama Tavar Adleko Bamadlik Bishokhaver Ain Loshir, Afila Me'emil, Kivanel Rishus Lahadlik, Mashma Gamba Ones Gomor, the Nafala Gader, Achakak, Shalomak Masadleka of Avra Kayev. The Chain Mashma Lahedjul Shona Rambam. He has another Diuk in Halachadalin, the Chainu Batur. I mean, the gam ba'onas gomor, the lohavle la suke adaite chayiv, and my potter be'emes behidlik bishol chaveiro, v'hoye bo dvarim shein darkan lahatmin, mitam lohavle la suke adaite. Right? This is his question. So it's very interesting. Again, because it's so influenced by Bali Tosis, really. But okay. V'tzorach l'chalek, b'midi d'tali b'teva odom, she'enu maniach arniki b'gadish, im kein b'vadai eino kan. Im kain b'shashi idla kaychoshev shebavade ein kan arniki b'ashenkin begader de efshar shatav ruach saara v'yapil agader o shiruach yelach ha'esh lemerchak v'hud b'efshari v'eino talui b'teva b'zehav la'asuke adaite. Okay, so Rabbi Kiveger again, he's troubled, right? La'asuke adaite is patur or not? Yes or no? Right? I mean, if you have a something that's, the equivalent of kol lochitz, even a mishum amona. Let's say, the ruach mitzuya creates an eish, and, all things being equal, at that time, it should run out. And then a ruach shena mitzuya takes over, or a maisa nes, right? I think Asher already pointed out that that's what the Rambam speaks about. Like he says in Bor and in Adam, I think it's not a coincidence, he uses that same expression that this is not a typical action. This is like, Maisa Elokim. So basically, why is that not a problem of Havala Suke and Dante? When Madlik Betoch Shol Chaveiro, right? Why is that any different? That so Rabbi Kiveger himself is suggesting that we should distinguish between two types of lasuke adaites. Okay, instinctively, probably we wouldn't have thought to make this distinction, And if we were going to make this distinction, I'm not sure we would make it in this direction. Namely, is there a difference between, you know, Teva B'nei Adam, you know, Lahatmin, you know, Arniki B'tocha Gadish, as opposed to what's more onus, that or, you know, a Ruach Mitsuya, a Ruach Shena Mitsuya swooping in, or some miracle, you know, some Maisanes, you know, taking over. Okay. So the way Rabbi Kiviger is saying it is, you know, there's no onus in Havilah Suke Adaite, you know, for a Maisanes, if you will, you know, when the, you know, the natural expectation isn't what takes place, it's only Teva B'nei Adam. Okay? But in the end of the day, what he's basically suggesting is that Im Kenesh Omer to Kashil Rambam, Masisa Masha Begidi Samach the Evan Samach Chayiv, Amai, Hab Emes Asvara Nechona, the Haila Livroach, Lahavala Suke Daita Shittisarev, Zem Farish Rambam, Behiluk Bishu Chavero, the Torah La Suke Adaite, after Midi de Lomatsui, the Shemalo Tivrach, Achimloya Derech Bidi Adam, Shia Gidi Kafus, the Godish, have a patur af behidlik b'shol chaveiro, v'lahavala suke sheish kan gedi, b'vada ein kan gedi. Meaning, if it's teva b'nei adam, so then the rest of the then havale la suke, you know, on the rest of it, even if it's unnatural or unanticipatable. With the zekas of Rambam, the derech liyos gedi kafus v'tzorach la suke shag gedi sham. Dimkein after ha'ila livroach mikom akom chay. He's bringing the question of ha'ila livroach into this. In other words, one question is, oh, what happens if, you know, you have this unanticipated natural phenomenon? Another question is, people don't typically, you know, put their objects there, you know, in this place. You know, a third case is, you know, typically the animals are lo baruch. In this particular case, you know, lo baruch. Okay, whatever. The Minchas Chinuch also understands the Rambam this way, that the Rambam really meant, you know, within the framework of Talmud. He, he quotes this Magen Mishnah, doesn't quote Rabbi Kiviger, but, you know, and he just leaves it in Tzorach Chiyun. He says, I just don't understand why the Rambam is on the one hand telling us that there's no Talmud here, you know, and therefore you're chayiv, you know, betok shel chaveiro. I mean, it's havle asuke adaite. There's no tour of lahavle asuke adaite. You know, and at the same time, he's implying that, you know, if this had happened betoch shalo, then you would be potur for the gedi hakafos. So I just don't get it. I don't understand that. Like, what is this? What's this in between step? That's a milchas chinuch. Right? If I think I have it. Right. So we're just pointing out that that the Rambam is very unusual in his treatment of these questions. But what I'm adding to the mix, both in the Perek Yudalot Halacha Aleph, right, and his description of Tamun, flipped, right, and Gedi, is that all of this needs to be understood in light of Halacha Tetzvah. Okay, well, just for the line of here, Talmud. Okay, Rambam Khan. Am I correct or not? Which oath?
Ozayim.
Yeah. Thank you. Zel Shana Ramam Kana Lachayud. Thank you. Amadi Bethel Sav Shavayim. Okay, don't need to Ramam. That Ramam we read. Fine. Who can the Mishnah? Bayin Shom Perikets and a Regel, Petosis. The Mishnah Hashmina de Lotei Mekiva de Dar Kedilios Kafus, Yekamot Tamon. Right? Kamashma. Vinei Ladasa Tosis Kamashma on the Mishnah Avagav de Lohava Keim Kama, Vikomakom Chayiv. Vadafka Tamun Paterachmana. Abalogoli Avagav de Lohav Urche. Rama Messiahim, she came directly as Begadish, because of Rabba Magid, the Afa Gedi Darkolios Begadish. Buchat the Dasa Rabba Magid, the main Derechlios Begadish, Abgoli Potter, Kamosha Kasotosu Besal Kadaita. Ach the Emes Tamua, Dim Darkolios Begadish, who Golui, Lamakas of Rama Magid Betel Sodisho Kabero, Ohaye Gedi the Chaye Betamun. The Torah of Shulchan Aruch Shemitu didn't say the Gediva Eved. Okay, Rabbi Kineger again just went further with it and is making chilukim. But what I want to basically say about it is what I was saying the other day, and that is, if you don't hold like Tosis on Samech Aleph on the base, and let me just add Ha'ara very quickly, and that is that what Tosis says on Samech Aleph on the base, when you then look back at Tosis on Chaf Beis on the base, also raises an interesting question, right? Because it sounds a Tosis on Chav Beis Amud Beis, even though that's just, you know, part of the Shach Batari the Habamina a little bit, like they also hold that Talmud is just Gzeiros HaKasav. And what do they hold in the Habamina? That Talmud, the Gzeiros HaKasav, is a Din in Lasukei Adaite. Right. So what is the maskana, according to Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Beis, that you need, that it's Gzeiros HaKasav, but it's only actual Tamun, but it's still connected to Asuk, to Lav Asukei Adaite? Or even if it's Asukei Adaite? Alex, what do you think? You look like you're...
Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Beis?
Chav Beis. I'm just saying Tosfos on Chav Beis raised this question about Tamu being a din of Asukei Adaite, and then Tosfos said Gzeiros HaKasav. I'm just pointing out, according to Tosfos on Samech Aleph on the Beis, right, what you would have thought is, I think, that there are two totally different dinim. It's a misnomer to call them both Tamu. Right, one is a din in Tamun, and that has nothing to do with Asukei Adaite, yes or no. Right, let's say you know that. Let's say you're madlik betoch shalom, right, and it burns down the other person's thing, and you even know that the stuff is there. Right, forget about Havalei Asukei. Let's say you know, or Havalei Lasukei, or you should know. Right, but Pashtus, that's Gzeiros HaKasav. Correct? And then the second din is whether or not, you know, Havalei Lasukei Adaite. That should depend on whether you actually know. And if you don't know, whether it's excusable not to know. That's a simple shot. Right? But what Tosa says on Chav Beis Amud Beis, right, is not, you know, completely... synonymous with Tosis on Samech Aleph on the base. Right? Because what is Tosis saying? Tosis is talking about a Ptur Talmud, correct? So is he talking about, you know, B'tov Shel Chavero? He's talking about the real Talmud or the, you know, the misnomer Talmud? Kind of Mimanashach. If he's talking about the misnomer Talmud, right, then the answer, you know, oh, it's Gzeiros HaKasav, is a little bit problematic, right? If you talk about the Gzeiros HaKasav Talmud, So then the Hava Amina is a little strange. So I don't know whether or not, you know, this, that line in Tosas is just not consistent with Tosas on Samach Aleph on Beis. Or you see from here that even what Tosas says on Samach Aleph on Beis, you know, is a little bit more, notwithstanding what I said, started with, which is, it's easier for Tosas on Samach Aleph on Beis to be perceived the way that he presents it as two completely different dinim, especially in light of his expansion of the Svara din to Adam Amazik Mamish. Right? That perspective, you know, would seemingly, again, buttress the view, support the view, reinforce the view that we're dealing with two totally different dinim that have nothing to do with each other. But Tosan Chabes Amadeis does seem to link the question of Havala Suka Adaite in the Hava Mina and in the Maskana, right, to the Gzeres HaKasa. Right. Alex, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Josh? Did you want to say something? I'm not putting you on the spot.
Sometimes you want me to say something.
What? No. Yeah. No. I only want you to say, I wasn't sure if you had your hand up.
Just nodding, right?
I was trying not to, you know, muffle you or stifle you, Khalil. Right. You know, just because we're, you know, having this tremendous, like, dispute about the Seifa, you know. So, you know, I don't want you to, like, feel, you know, yeah.
Just for the clarification, why is it problematic if Rabbeinu Tam is discussing the half of the kind of, like, first din of Tam and the last din of Tam?
Say that again?
Why is it problematic if Rabbeinu Tam on Hump Days is discussing the classic din of Tam?
Mother B'Tol Shalom? I guess it wouldn't be problematic, but it would be curious that, because he's still associating Tumun in that context with Havale and Lo Havale Lasuke Adaite.
But he rejects it.
But he's rejecting it because even though it's Lo Havale, I'm just saying, take the Havamina, take the Maskana. Okay? The Havamina is curious because when the Havamina was brought up, you know, I might have thought that the answer is that this has zero to do with Talmud. This has to do with Havel Suka Adaite, the Svara. Right? And the sort of say that's what he's answering. Is that what he's answering? But if that's what he's answering, then, like, why isn't it? If it's Lo Havel Lasuke, That's not Gzeres HaKasu, that's a Svara. Right. So I'm just saying on both sides, it's something a little bit, unless, you know, even the Gzeres HaKasu is dealing with levels of Havel HaSukah Adaite. I mean, every Talmud is something about Havel HaSukah Adaite. But, I mean, this is the question in Shulchan Aruch also, both in Madlik B'Tok Shel Chavero and Madlik B'Tok Shelo, right, in cases of Talmud. Let's say, right, he really does know it, that it's there. Does it matter at all? Right? Let's say in all the cases of Tumun that are Patur, right, does it matter if the Mavir knows? Okay? Let's say Madlik B'Tok Shelo, and there's Tumun. But he knows it's there. Or Madlik B'Tok Shel Chavero, Dvarim She'ein Darkan Lahatmin, right? Arniki B'Tok Gadish, but he knows it's there. Does it matter? Right? So the Hagos Ramah, that's when the Shach and the Yom Shel Shlomo come in, you know? The Hagos Ramah says that even if he knows it's there, if it's Dvar She'ein Darko, anybody have that line? Can I bring it? Can I bring it? Everybody have a line in Shulchan Aruch? The beginning there, right? That's where the, isn't that where the Shach Sif Katan Vav comes in? Who has it? It's on the board already. Yeah. Okay. Kol Davar Shadarkal Shel Adam Mashem Ein Darkal LaHaniach, right? That's what the Ramah sounds like. Afilu yadua shahayasham potter. Right? Yesh lahakshos to halael mashma lahedim b'divir Rambam v'mechaber dibedur shari sham afilu ein darko lahaniyach chayev. So he's mechalek right between mazik b'yadayim and madlik b'toch shel chavero b'pshia v'lo b'yadayim. Right, that distinction, that's one of the distinctions that we've been talking about. Tocha Gadish, you know, managing or being mavir. Right, these are some of the gradations that we're talking about. But this one is to explain a fascinating phenomenon, and that is, right, he knows, not everybody agrees with this, obviously. So it's fascinating, meaning, is it really a Pteranus? According to Bali Tosef, it's really a Pteranus. Right, if he really knows it's there, there's no Pteranus. So the alternative is to say that whether something is typically there or not, it's a shear in the Hagdara of... Well, let's get away from this for a moment. Okay, so just to sum up. I'm sorry. I hope it's not getting too complicated. Tosus on Samach Aleph Omid Beis, as I say, you know, basically presents... Again, it's implicit a little bit in Rashi, just it's not as developed. Presents that there are two dinim, and one could certainly read Tosis as saying that these two dinim have nothing to do with each other. Even though conveniently we call them both Tomo. One is Tomo Negzeres HaKasu, the other is a Ptur Onos. Okay. That's Tosis, correct? Yes. I'm also adding that what may have made this more attractive to Tosis, right, or at least not problematic, is the fact that Tosas on Samach Beis Amid Aleph thinks that Havala Suke Adaite, meaning that second category of Tomon, is something that even can apply in Adam Amazik Biadayim. Which means that, in theory at least, that already reduces a lot of pressure on Tosas in terms of, you know, taking a absolutist or you know, close to absolutist view on Eisha Mishum Chitzav. Like if all the mission leads, I would say, well, that's out of my mazik. So how do you have these sukkim? Yeah, even in mazik biyadayim you have it. I'm also suggesting it's connected to Tosis's more flexible view of adamu adiyoma. And having said that, so again, this idea of a svara that has nothing to do with tamun, because there's no din of tamun in adam mazik, clearly, right? So okay, so there are two completely different dinim. If there are two completely different dinim. Right, then the question is, do you push a little further on it and say that what about Tomun? What about Tomun Yadua? Right? Or is there any aspect in Tomun where the Lo Havila Suke Adaita is part of the Hagdara? Okay, technically and also maybe even in terms of the din itself. Right, the Ptur. That's what I'm kind of raising. So what I would have thought in Tosis, the answer is no, two completely different dinim. So, for example, getting to what the Shach and others say is implied by the Ramah, right? I would have said that, you know, the din of Havila Suke Adaite, you know, can be impacted l'chumra by your personal knowledge, right? But maybe not the Gzeres HaKasim. The Ramah, you know, seems to be saying that even the Havala Suke Adaite, meaning the Toch Shol Chavero part, isn't impacted by your knowledge. It's objectified. It's what people usually do. Right? And what I'm saying is that maybe Tosis on Chavbeis is implying that even Tomon B'Toch Shalo has something to do with Asuke Adaite. Now, this question that the Ramah, the Shach, the Sma, that they're all dealing with, and that is like, let's say you really, really know, we could ask this question about Toch Shalo, we could ask this question about Toch Shal Chavero, right, Be Lo Havale La Suke Adaite, and we could give different answers. We could say in all cases it doesn't matter what you know, because it's all objectified. We could say in all cases it matters, right? Or we could be mechalik. Now, if we say it matters, it can still be for two reasons. Let me say this part. One is because the pashtus reason is because if the mechayiv, you know, is onus of some sort, you know, then you're not an onus if you know. That's easy enough. Let's say the mechayiv isn't onus. Does knowing still possibly matter? Sure.
It could, in terms of like the sheer of galui versus.
Yeah, maybe in terms of the shame, galui and tamun, mashalama dover dome, like the piskei arid, right? Who said that, you know, if something is betoch habayis, it has a hagdara of being galui, as opposed to how we typically understand. And that is that, you know, it's not galui, but there's no patur tamun. Yeah.
I think that second option is very much on the lashon of Rabbi Yitam and Chabiz.
Which lashon? Which option?
So the second that lo havale would be a shear in tamun.
Oh.
So
okay.
The way they quote is Rabbi Yitam and Fagash, the eighth says to be kaplos the chayav, ah hapid the patrina tamun the ish, the darshina makama the galui, akko the galui. Then the saka daita, the whole daver is a lav or chayah kafi. Lav ke'in kama, I mean, the havamino is that it's all a din in Talmud.
So this may be the way to answer it a little bit.
Yashir, yeah, and then the maskana is that no, it's too deep. I think then it's consistent. Because the maskana could be no.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. I don't know, the diuk is good. I didn't notice that so much. But I think that's right. No, it's again, Shua suggests, you want to say it again? Just one more.
No. Because the Lashon and Rabbi Nitam very much sounds like that in the Havamino, where we're trying to say that the Xeris HaKasuv is related to Lo Havali Lasukai.
It's Magdir, what constitutes Talmud.
Right, so he doesn't even use the Lashon of Lo Havali Lasukai, he uses the Lashon of Davar Delav Urchei Haki, because maybe also it specifically changes that Lashon, because he's trying to say it's a Shir in Talmud.
Okay, so that might be bridging the two, unless they're just, again, different. Okay, but in the Rishonim themselves, this become, and again, this is in the question of expanding Tomo. That's the Chiddush of the Havamina on Chavbeis, right? What we're talking about, it goes in both directions, right? In other words, is something that is Galui Mugdar Kitamun, right, if it's Ein Urche Lios Sham? And what about something which you just have inside information? So even though it's Ein Urche Lios Sham or Lo Havale Asuke Adaite, is that still A, Tamun, B, you know, the Mechayib of Tamun? So, for example, the Rimel O'Neil in his Perish on the Mishnah, again, the Rimel O'Neil is a tricky kind of a sefer. You know, that's the Rimel, it's tricky kind of sefer because he wrote a Perish on Mishnah separate from his Perish on the Gemara. So you have to look also at his, you know, Dibra Ma skills on the Mishnah and on the Gemara. But when he talks about the Mishnah, and others also, when he talks about Tamun, he speaks about it in terms of Dvarim. One second. Chachom Eina Mishalim Ela Gadish Shalchitim Ogun. Yeah, he says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in the drasha. There's no such din. But the Chachamim believe the Gzeres Hakasavu, Shelochayev Ela Al Davar Shehu Nir Ela Ayin V'Hayolo Lihishamer Mimenu. Right. So you could just said Davar Shehu Nir Ela Ayin. What's the V'Hayolo Lihishamer Mimenu? Right. So, anyways, the point I'm trying to make is as follows. This question, it goes a kula, it goes a chumra. In this, there are different, you know, seem to be different views. But basically, I think that there are three, you know, two broadly speaking, and I guess three, you know, practically ways to go. One is to keep the sharp chiluk of Rabbeinu Tam, to say these are totally different dinim, to be mechalik with regard to personal yediya on that basis, you know, as well. Two totally different deen. And again, if it also applies to Adama Mazik, even better. Even if you don't hold that it applies to Adama Mazik, you still might like the Balitosis Chiluk within Eish, right? Which many Rishonim don't like what happened on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, but they're totally very excited to quote and to, you know, work in the framework of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The other possibility is, you know, that there aren't two dinim of Talmud, there's one din of Talmud. But now, is that din of Talmud all, you know, Xeris HaKasuv, or is that din of Talmud all kind of a, still Xeris HaKasuv, obviously, it's Hilchoseim, but kind of a, you know, Asuke Adaite? Right, that, I think, is two branches within the view that there's only one Talmud. So, again, and here again, there are some nuances. How do you magdir Talmud formally is one question. And the Lasuke or the Urche may be part of that. That's what we were saying a second ago, and that's what I was trying to miyashev the two tosasim, and Shua is adding that even in the Lashon it actually sounds that way. It's good. But in general, right, whether again, whether it's the Hagdara based on Urche or Asuke, right, or it's, you know, the din itself, that it, in a certain sense, it interferes with the ability to turn Esho into Chitzav, or even Esho Mishumamono into, you know, into some sort of a, you know, extended, you know, action, that might be the sort of all of Talmud. So, I think that's what's happening with the Rambam, you know, in these, again, the Rabbi Kivega is a great example, but there are other ways, I think, to explain it, the details. And that's what I call the sliding scale. In other words, you know, what's it, why is it that there are, you know, there's a Toch Shalo and then there's a Toch Shal Chavera, right? And there are, you know, Dvarim, you know, Urche or Havelel Suke Daita and not. So I think that the point in the Rambam is that this is all a din of Talmud. It's all one din. But how you define, and again, I think Sloshitaso, there's no kol l'chitzav. Chitzav still applies to Talmud. Chitzav itself, you know, is fused with Shalmamon. So the whole point in the Rambam, I think, at least, is that you want to turn, you know, this imperfect automamazic into a ke'ein automamazic. Okay, not quite one that reaches Hilchos Chovalamazic, but at least, you know, the one, you know, that is worthy of being the last parak, you know, of Hilchos Nizkeimamo, that needs, you know, to be repeated, you know, that it's, you know, that it's still Nizke Mamon, but that it's also Nizke Mamon, you know, both in Kula and Lechomra. So the factor of Suke Adaite as a Hagdara of Talmud, very much similar what, you know, what Liam, is Liam not here? What he said the other day, very similar to what we're saying about Bor. Namely, you kind of, it's all predictable or predictive. In other words, you know, does Bor pose a threat? Is it a takola legabe, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, kind of chefta shel nezek? That's more important than reconstructing in this particular case whether this takala caused or contributed to that result. Because the whole yisod of Bor, right, is tchilas asiyas ol nezek, it's the yitziras hamazik. Similarly, in Eish, you know, the whole trick is to say, you know, that this mammon is going to turn into chitzav. And the ability to say that is something which is kind of objectified, you know, in a predictive manner. So the Rambam's expansion of Talmud, but, you know, which still, even to Gedi Kafus, you know, but only, you know, benictas, you know, in a way, whether, again, you buy Rabbi Kivager's, you know, explanation and expansion, you know, to the other case also, or you want to say something, so it doesn't really matter to me so much. I think it's a very, you know, intriguing shot. But the point is the idea that, you know, there's a combination of things that determine this, dafka for the Rambam, is something which I think is very compelling. Okay, it took way too long, but that is, I think, what's happening in the Rambam. Yeah?
And how does that manifest in Toch Shalo?
How does that manifest? No, so Shiloh is because it's more removed, right? So the tumun, you know, factor there is more acute.
So why aren't you chai for mamona? Even if it doesn't transform into pizza, at the very least.
No, no, but the Rambam is no such thing. That's the whole point. That for the Rambam, there's no mamona that's separate from pizza. Whole point of the Rambam is that chitza, the maskana of the Gemara, we don't pass it like a shlakish. Right? Chitzav is novea and is modulated by, but also redefined in some respect by, mamona.
Well, actually, just because it doesn't have the ability to transform into like an other mamazic esque thing, that should make you pucker lamana?
Yeah, because according to the Rambam's psak and Rabbi Yochanan, mamono on its own is not compelling. Again, that's part of what the Rambam needs to say in Halacha Aleph, because it's Ein Bo Mamashos. So it's not sure. Right? All this can be is what Mamono creates as Chitzav. For the Rambam, there's no in between. There's no two dinim.
At the end of the day, there's a high level of tear between you and the Asian.
But only when there is. What I'm saying is all these dinim, the din of Tamun for the Rambam, its kulas and its chumras, and its sliding scale, is all a shiur in the tziruf of making the mamono of Eish, which isn't the standalone, a basis for the chitzav shel Eish, which isn't the standalone.
And its like predictive status as a mazik determines whether you have the seir for the
Yes, Eish. That's what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that a kind of urche or a suke. Not as a patur onus, but what I was saying the other day, we're going to have this for the others, and we have it for the other Rishonim too. We already have for Rashi a little bit. Meaning, the fact that Chitzav isn't Adam Mamazik objectively, certainly no Adam Mor Leolam, but more than that, for the Rambam, it's even more than that. It's the Mamono needs to be turned into Chitzav.
The Rambam also does think there is a case of Kabbalah Chitzav, and that there is a case of Mamono. Nafla Deleika, the Chatzero, Shalom Akas Deleika, the Abra.
You think
you're five because it's like
Shoto. Okay. I mean, I'm not sure whether that isn't also a lesser form of Eisha Mishu Mamona V'chitza. Again, I thought that when the Havamina of the Gemara was that maybe Kala L'chitzav, applies Kala L'chitzav, Kala L'chitzav is a factor in Tamun, but not in Galui, that's significant. I think the Rambam may have felt that. Right? What I was trying to say the other day also was I don't think the Rambam paskins in Katsava the Cheresh that it's Bari Azekan, it's Reish Lakish. I think he's meaning the formulation on Chabes. I think he likes the formulation like you were pointing out on Nuntes, namely that this is a combination Mamona V'chitzav, and therefore it's it's not chitzav shel cheresh, it's chitzav shel abayla. I'm saying all those things in the Rambam, in my opinion, get moderated in his read of the Maskan of the Gemara and Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. There's only one category. That category also has its madregos. But you have to turn, what I'm saying about this is you have to turn mamono into chitzav, into quasi chitzav at least. Or mamono. You have to turn what would have been mamono and maybe short as mamono, right, into mamono chitza. And to do that, where the fire starts, whether it's distance or process or rishus, may matter, especially vis-a-vis what it ends up burning down or what it's likely to burn down, what's visible in terms of it being burned down. Like, you light the fire, the first thing that you light, the more direct thing is what's betoch. The chalos makom that you light it, right? So that has a kind of a, that's one issue. If you're madlik betoshol chavero, right? So you still have that issue, but you're already way ahead of the game in terms of turning this into tziruf, lekocho or lechitza. Right? I'm saying all those things are fluid in the Rambam.
You wouldn't think something very similar like that when there's a fence here, which is to prevent the fire, that there's no exterior to things which are past that fence, because the realm says you're caught.
I think because he has, you know, downgraded what Chitza meant from the beginning of the sugya till the end of the sugya.
No, I think that's true. I just don't understand.
There may still be, just as there are for other Rishonim within Chitzav levels, there might be levels within Mamono Chitzav. Possibly. I'm not sure. But you don't see it in the Rambam. It doesn't say, oh, if it's Mishum Mamono, there'll be no, in that case, there'll be no Chavala. And in another case, there will be Chavala. It doesn't say that.
I'm just saying there's ability to be in Chavala between the Seir towards something which is past the fence, which it shouldn't go through, and versus Tama. There was one pre-existing.
I'm suggesting that those are similar strategies, even though they play out differently. Just like, again, Gedi Kapus, in the end of the day, is a quasi tamun for the Rambam. It's just not tamun gamur. It's not tamun that you'll be potter on in Shalchavero, right? But it's still tamun regarding Mata Pitos Shalom, right? And again, the diuk that the Rishonim made in the Richuk, you know, question in Tok Shalom, Tok Shalchavero is also, I think, part of that story. I also think that the Rambam's, again, that I alluded to before, the things that the Midrash Chinuch points out about Liva and Lipsa and Lishneim Kedei Chiyuv or Lishneim Kedei Ptur, I think that's also influenced by the reformulation of the Rambam. I don't think there's any evidence that the Rambam thinks that there are sharply two dinim at all. Yeah.
What about the distance between the field he likes it in, Malach Vesuch Shalom, and the social Havero?
Yeah.
Creates the Tzeref the same way the lack of Orche does in the social Havero.
Say that again? I thought I just addressed that.
Yeah, it's fair. We're assuming right now that in terms of the Hagdar of Eish, and its definition as a Mazik, so the distance, whatever the distance broadly speaking, by being Malik B'Soh Shaloh, breaks the Tzeref. Even that, which means even something which is
and it's not distance per se.
Yeah.
That's the diuk, meaning there can be as much distance as you want in Shel Chavero.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It can be a zillion acres.
So what about that? Is that in B'Soh Shaloh?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I understand.
What is it about Patel Shalom that you have to overcome?
Yeah.
As we've said, it could be one or two, you know, it could be, or related facts, hard to know. And what, number one, the Rishos part, you know, that you're Madlik Rishos.
Okay.
That's one. And number two.
Even if it's Orche.
What?
Even if it's something which is dark and not.
Yeah, but the first, I mean, on the surface, you could have argued this. You say, oh, it's like you're burning down his. You know, it's 100 miles away, but it's, you know, given the conditions, it's like you're putting a flame to his barn, you know. But it is so different. We understand the other direction. Meaning, I'm lighting in my own property. I can't do that in my own property. That's one. Or it's just the chalos of having, if it isn't the mice hadlock of the hat there, right? So then it is, or at least, you know, it has two aspects to it. You know, potentially I can burn down my property if I want, or I can light up my property.
But then you're chayav for, like, the other guy's field when you light it in your own field.
Yeah, so if the conditions are all the proper conditions, then yeah. But you need more tziruf. The guard to Talmud will be different.
I'm sorry.
Because...
That transition doesn't break.
You need more to take this mamono and turn it into a chitzav in all these cases.
I know that. I was just curious why.
Because it, one is a legal, the other is an illegal. One is a chalos, you know, baltashkes before it's a chalos, you know, mazik shel chavero. So all of these like interfere. The intervening things, whatever they are, all interfere with this delicate effort to transform. You know what's happening.
Agree, but if that delicate effort is successful, when it comes to things like stalks of grain that are in the guy's field, why wouldn't it equally exist when it comes to something which is classically
tamun
from my side? Yeah.
No, because vis-a-vis tamun, vis-a-vis tamun beirosh, it doesn't have that ability. When you lit the match, right, the alpidin, it's not maturif to the tamun. If it's lohavli lasuke, and that's the factor of it that makes it. That's fine. And even if it's Alpidin, just it's Xeris Akasa. The point is, other people watching, the fact that other people watching don't know and don't say, ay, 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 you know, the gold that, you know, farmer, you know, Ben, you know, cleverly, so cleverly, you know, hidden is godish, because it's not knowable. Meaning, what I'm saying is the objective elements. If it's all tosis is asuke adaite onus, then it should always matter lekula and lechumra whether you know or you don't know. But once you think that this is all an objective effort to turn, you know, davar she'ein ba mamish ve'ein chitzav mamish, you know, into chitzav through mamono, then I still think you could argue about a lot of these questions, you know, but they become the perspective that they are objectified, namely, you know, is it obvious to someone else, and therefore is it al pidin, you know, a maisa hadlokas, you know, that person's property or even his tamun? Are you even madlik his tamun? You know, you may know that you are, but since the other people, to objective peoples, their Baruch Shalom knows, Kamishma Galia, and maybe even you know, is your knowledge what's Koveya? As a Turanus, yes. As a Shein Tamun and a Tziruf Lemaisa Eish, maybe. Maybe it depends on other people being knowable. Right? That's what the Ramah and those, they're even saying that in Tosh Shalom. I think that totally doesn't make sense for Tosis, if it's really a Turanus and a Svar. If it's also that Dartush, that becomes, meaning there's a Shir and Tamun. There's a Shir and Tamun based on, you know, the initial Tziruf, you know, you were Madlik B'Toch Shalcha, so even if you should predict it, that's not that, that's a second and third, you know, the first thing you're doing is you're burning down your own field. That's how we Alpidin, that's our first assessment. Once you're at the second, that's a different stage. But when you're Madlik, but Tosho Chavera, or do you want to make that the difference between Madlik Bigadish? You know, in Madlik, but Tosho Chavera even? Sure. That's the view of some Rishonim. Right? I mean, I'm saying these are different, not different Mechaivim, necessarily, but different demon. So I think it's very, very eminent. Again, if you ask me, if you ask me objectively, right, could you be Mechalek? In all these cases, could you argue about this? Could you argue about that? Could you argue about the next thing? 100%. Given this perspective, do these chilukim make sense? And is there a pattern that makes them very compelling? I think they make a lot of sense, and I think that it's very compelling if this is what the Rambam is doing from Halacha Aleph, you know, till the end of the parak, and that's the pattern. I think Tosis on some Halacha base is a great foil, you know. Okay, so again, I still didn't get. Let's Tuesday. We're just going to start straight. The Rive of the Ramban, the Rive of the Balamor, the Ramban, you know, the Rajba, all the other Rishonim on Tzemach Aleph, and start hopefully also with Leva Valivsa. They're all the issues are connected. Obviously, you know, each one has nuances, but let's start with the question again. Is the debate, you know, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is it about Tomun at all, really? Or is it a debate about Takanas Nigzal? Let's think about that. Is there a difference, Takanas Nigzal, you know, for Rabbi Yehuda, principally between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? And if so, in which direction? Right? All those questions. Let's start. It doesn't matter whether it's Hashem Mishum Chitzah, Hashem Mishum Mamono, right? And we still have to talk about the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonason, you know, both the Chatzar Rachmana, the Knas, the, you know, Madlik, you know, what is it, Mabir Tavshilo. So I want to talk about those. But let's go, I got a little carried away with the Rambam, I apologize. But let's do the other Rishon to finish them up, because we need to move on. And start also the other one on Tuesday. Okay.